Wake me up, Bubba. Wake me up.
Nikki and DeMello.
Coast FM.
Happy World Psoriasis Day. Probably not one you want to celebrate.
It's not really happy, is it?
Not
it's
really,
itchy.
No. And now, psoriasis v. eczema.
Yeah, what's the go? Is psoriasis a worse version of eczema?
Well, they're kind of different. One's, psoriasis is caused by an overactive immune system. So basically your skin refreshes too quickly. It's bizarre
good
to think
on
that
you.
Would create dramas. Well, yeah, except for the downside.
The skin bit, but yeah.
Where eczema is a reaction to irritants.
Yeah, right,
so
okay.
So there's quite a difference, but they're often misdiagnosed. Mm. So there you go. So check with your doctor, potentially, if you've got skin issues. Worth getting. Because I imagine that, you know, that would create big dramas trying to fix it.
Yeah, if you think that it's eczema and it's not, and then you can't get... Yeah, yeah.
So there you go, World Psoriasis Day. It's also... America celebrates the Internet today. I don't know why. There's often World Internet Days, but then America has their own Internet Day. For example, like Chocolate Day the other day.
Yeah, but they're a bit weird, aren't they? They do their own things.
I mean, they still use the imperial system. They don't use the metric system.
Because
you know
they want to be different. That's why. They want to be difficult and different.
It's also National Oatmeal Day in the States. And you know that
exciting.
One. You know that one for a fact is American, because otherwise the rest of the world calls it porridge. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Strange. So, I don't know, maybe get some into you while you troll Netflix or Tinder or whatever it is you troll with oatmeal.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
Okay, so as a cat man, that's a different one. But anyway, as a cat man, how could I ignore National Cat Day in the States?
Oh, you couldn't. That's the thing.
Now, it's not World Cat Day. Again, we pointed out the difference between the States days and the World days, but hey.
Is there an Aussie Cat Day?
I don't know. I didn't see one.
Hmm.
Anyway, give your fluffy buddies a treat today. That's all I'm saying.
And your cats.
Well, there's a mental picture. The 2019 Hospitality Awards nominations have been announced, and it's congratulations to the Bridge Garden Bar, which is a finalist in the regional casual pub dining category.
Well done to the Bridge.
And also the Sporting Globe in Mandurah.
Good on you guys.
Finalists in the Sporting Entertainment Venue Award.
Awesome.
Winners there announced November 11, so there we go.
Go the local. Mandurah.
And remember, it is Walktober. Now, this isn't connected to any cause, and it's not trying to raise money or awareness, really, or anything. It's just trying to encourage everyone to get active in spring.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And I remind you now because, well, October's nearly over.
Walktober.
So, get it. I know.
I'm not on board with the name. I'm sorry.
Really?
Yeah. Like, you know, there's October.
October, there's Dogtober. There's a lot of cool ones out there. You don't like Walktober?
No. Sorry, it doesn't roll off the tongue.
Okay.
But do it. I love the idea.
Just go for a walk.
I love it.
Go for a walk in spring then. So last week we talked some of the more creative baby names.
Yes.
Today, since we are on the approach to Christmas, I guess, we have the results of the naughtiest and nicest names of 2019.
Oh, here we go.
1,500 teachers, parents and kids in the UK, admittedly, were asked to rank the top 20 kids' names and decide who was the best and who was the worst behaved.
So, and who's getting coal in their stocking.
It's very scientific, this process, clearly.
Yeah, sounds it.
But the results, the boys, the naughtiest boys, the top of the list was Jack.
Jack.
Yep. And the naughtiest girls, Mia.
Jack and Mia, you poor things.
Yes, they were considered the worst. The littlest angels, the best behaved of all. For the boys, apparently, Arthur. And the best behaved girl, Isla.
Isla.
Top the list. Which I find hard to believe, I've got to be honest with you. Isla.
Yeah.
Well, only because the only Isla I can think of is Isla Fisher.
Isla Fisher, yeah, right.
And based entirely on those ING commercials, I reckon she's a nightmare.
Because that's exactly what she's like in real life.
Exactly right. 100%. So there you go.
Riddle me this. Riddle me that. Riddle me this.
Here we go. Grace is on the line from South Yundra. G'day, Grace.
Hey, Grace.
Hello.
Morning. Now, we've got your chance to get a little trick-or-treat love from Disney. Maleficent, Mistress of Evil prize pack. So a horned hoodie jumper and a watch and a travel bag, jewellery bag, and a family in season pass to see the movie.
Sounds good, hey.
If you can solve our riddle today. You ready for that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Here's the spookiness of today's riddle. Now, a zombie, a mummy, and a ghost bought a house. It has all of the usual rooms except for one. What room won't you find?
The living room.
The living room, is that what you said?
Yeah.
The living room.
The living room.
That's not one of the rooms I was thinking of. I was more practical.
You're thinking of a toilet, but
I think they would need a toilet.
I feel like mummies would use a toilet because they eat a lot of brains. Those go straight through it. I'm joking. The living room is correct. Well done, Grace. So there's news of a horse show in Finland, the Helsinki International, in fact.
Right.
They are revolutionary in the way that they've powered this event, as in all the electricity. Obviously, these events are indoors. They need lights. Obviously, there's commentators.
Clearly.
Lots of electricity.
And they're powered by electricity, the
horses. No. They thought, a lot of horses attending these competitions.
Clearly.
These horses poop a lot. Why don't we connect the two and use up all the horse poo to power all the electricity? So apparently over 150 megawatt hours of energy was created from the 100 tons of manure collected from competing horses during the event.
Now, this is brilliant. So they've entirely powered this horse.
This whole event, which probably would have been the whole weekend, maybe 3-4 days perhaps.
From horse manure. Are there many horse poo powered generators kicking around?
According to one of the experts that created the generator for it, they said horse poo is energy rich compared to cow poo is chemically comparable to wood chips.
Oh, so they're burning it?
Yeah, it must be. Pop it in your garden. Yeah. Pop it in the burner.
Western Power, are you listening?
Yeah, I know. We've solved the world's problems. We don't need nuclear. We don't need coal. We need horse poo.
We need a few more horses. That's all.
Oh, God, I don't know. They poo a lot.
Really?
Have you seen a horse? Yeah.
So one would do us. Is that what you're saying?
One maybe would power the station. We need a coast horse and that would solve our power issues.
You've been trying to angle for this for years, haven't you? A coast horse, people. That's what you're
saying.
97.3 Coast FM.
The Coast Feed.
Let's get ready to gossip. Woo! Ding, 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 ding. With Vicky Parkinson.
Now, Elton John has cancelled his Saturday night show in the US just hours before he was set to appear. He released a message to fans via Instagram on the day of the show saying, "To my dear friends in Indianapolis, it is with the heaviest heart that I'm forced to deliver the news that I'm extremely unwell and therefore unable to perform tonight. I absolutely hate to let my fans down, but I owe it to you all to put on the best Elton farewell tour show possible, and unfortunately that's just not possible." So he's rescheduled that show for March. He is due to be down under next month.
And there's no question about that. It was just that one show.
Yes, I did hear a lot of people getting stressed about the Perth shows.
Well, I saw a lot of posts that were very kind of, you know, clickbaity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nah, it's the US show. So it's a whole month until he's here, so fingers crossed he'll be much better by then. Now, Jennifer Aniston and Ellen DeGeneres have shared a kiss on live TV during an episode of Ellen this week.
Goodness.
I know. The whole thing started after Jen was grilling Ellen about how she kissed Howard Stern on her show earlier this month. So I guess she wanted in on part of the action.
When's the last time you kissed a girl on the lips?
I don't kiss girls on the lips. I no.
That's what they wanted to see. They've been wanting that for years.
That's the last time I kissed a girl.
Now you can say that.
You have such soft lips.
So do you. That's why I do what I do.
Ellen, love her. Now, Justin Bieber has hinted that he may drop his next album in time for Christmas.
Hey.
He's written a post saying if this gets 20 million likes, he will release the album before Christmas. So he says, "I've got to see the demand. It's almost done, but your support will make it move faster." He's also hinted that the album may be a little bit R&B flavoured. He posted the words R and Bieber.
Okay. It's a fair guess to make,
I suppose. And John Cena has appeared on a recent episode of The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon this week and has thanked fellow wrestler turned actor Dwayne The Rock Johnson for his advice that shaped his career.
"And I had an audition and I had to put myself on tape for a movie called Trainwreck. I was really nervous and I'm like, well, I should talk to the one guy I know who's in a lot of movies. And I'm like, hey man, is there any advice you can give me on how to turn this into a success, because it's something I really want to do?" He just turned to me. It's like smooth and casual, as he always does with everything he says. He was like, "Just be yourself, man. That's why they asked you there in the first place." And that message of always be authentically yourself has stuck with me and created the opportunity that I have.
There you go. Great advice.
Nikki and Tamillo, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.